In our season of purple, pink pops through today. Our opening no longer talking about our Christ who is coming, but rather who is now near at hand. The official opening of our Mass, what we call the entrance antiphon, a verse that could be substituted for an opening hymn, commanding in the Latin, Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice, y'all, in God always, the literal translation. Now, that's a command, and also is where we get the name for this weekend, Gaudete Sunday. When we think about a pop of rejoicing, our mind probably goes to the financial end of things, some moment or assurance or windfall that got us stammering, I can't believe this is happening. In the best of ways. My dad always remembers getting to go on a real vacation as a kid, all the way over the high rise, no small feat, in a VW bus, all the way to Mississippi, no small feat with a family of eight. Some book money must have come in for my grandfather. A friend recently told me of his mom coming home one day and declaring out of the blue, "Let's go get that video game system you've always wanted." Some construction money must have come in. And we at St. Rita get to share in this today, this Gaudete Sunday, giving us one of those I remember when stories. If you haven't heard, our church chiller went out once, a long time ago. Whoever had 16 minutes into Mass before I mentioned the chiller, you win the pool bunny at the end of Mass. So this chiller, 25 years old and looking every day of it, was knocked out of commission in July by that wet and wild rain event the week of that dry and quiet landfall of Hurricane Barry. Our four compressors were reduced to one, really a percentage of one. It was old unit, as we've made clear. At the time, I was told by our insurance company that we could not make a meaningful claim. As Hurricane Barry was in the Gulf, 100 miles away, but already named, our regularly low deductible would transform into the storm deductible, as we all know. Somehow, part-time booze ministry president and much part-time angel Bob Tarza told me after Mass one morning to ask again, as that storm declaration was wrong. Blindly following whatever Bob tells me regularly and having little expectations for a claim on a 25-year-old machine, I asked again. I was told, yes, we could make one this time. Gave a detailed list of the lightning strikes that day, and waited. 2 weeks ago, I finally got a response to the only question that really matters. How much? Any little bit helps, right? But there it was, in written form, staring back at me, a string of digits that looked more like a phone number than a real claim. $89,553.49, all in U.S. currency, apparently, with decimal places and everything. Surely this was a mistake, I kept thinking, as I finally retrieved the check last Friday, looking for a SWAT team to appear from around the corner and tackle me on the way out of the insurance office. Surely this thing would bounce, I told myself as the deposit was brought Monday. Strangely, this seems to be real life. Each of these steps kept responding. The only mistake being the check somehow growing to a little over $90,000, as all our planning and work to replace an old piece of equipment was suddenly made much easier. Let this be a lesson. It's a lot simpler to raise money from Catholic Mutual than from hand-delivered coffee mugs. On that note, the $26,000 or so we raised through I Give Catholic now presents a bit of a happy problem to have. If anyone feels bait and switched, I assure you now, if that story or my regular interactions with you haven't proved that already, I'm not that smart. We will follow the intent of the giver, so please let me know of any changes you feel outside of your intent. This process has shown that we're a bit behind in some of our capital savings. If we were hit by a hurricane, for instance, we could not meet that deductible number. But the extra money raised won't just go into our building and maintenance fund or savings. There are a couple needed projects that we'll be addressing, beginning with making one of our confessionals accessible for those with mobility issues. Look for a little signage and renovation to come soon. Today, all this offers us a pop of color, a story that answers our command to rejoice a bit. But let's remember, it's just a pop. Every good story in our lives as parish, in our lives of faith, does not begin and end with a dollar sign. The bright colored joy of Jesus' answer in our gospel should be seen muted some by John's question coming from a dark prison cell. Remember that when I'm carried off to jail for insurance fraud. No, really, this pop of Advent joy reminds us that our true joy still remains coming. It's not just Jesus preached and healed, which we hear about as Messiah indicators in our gospel, but Jesus having suffered, been raised, saved. It's not just about keeping this organization in the black, but being responsible stewards in the fullest sense by being about God's saving work here and now, with real challenges, real needs in our lives, in our community. How can these little pops not distract, but light up the way to the creche, the place of full light in our lives? Maybe reflect on that this week. On this Gaudete Sunday, we are commanded to rejoice. We've got some stories to speak to that, but the greatest story is still to come. May we quicken our steps there. Our God is near at hand.